This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Edward the Confessor. Everyone is called to be a saint and enjoy future life with God in heaven. In our search to find persons who show us the best examples of good living, we should study the lives of good kings, queens, elected public officials, and holy persons in every occupation. The roots of Edward the Confessor, King of England, originate in the England known to Romans as Britannia. This northernmost colony provided much-needed tin to Rome, where it was mixed with copper to form bronze. Christianity was also introduced at this time. Gradually, as Rome weakened, invading barbarian tribes such as the Angles and Saxons settled in the island and dominated its life. Later, invading Norsemen, seeking to plunder the monasteries, descended upon England and Ireland with such ferocity that the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle stated, "Never before has a terror such as this descended on the isle." At times, the older Anglo-Saxon line of kings appeared through the influence of various powerful persons, one of whom was Godwin, the Earl of Wessex. In 1042, he helped obtain the election of the 42-year-old Edward to the English throne. Edward was the son of an earlier Anglo-Saxon English king whose family had fled to safety in Normandy, France. The previous line of Norse kings had no strong heirs to the throne, and the Earl was certain the people wanted a change. He was right in that Edward was to become one of the most popular of all the English rulers. Edward was a devout, gentle, and peace-loving person. While he did not have the great physical strength to command immediate attention, he possessed a quiet determination which allowed him to deal patiently with those who held opposing points of view. Several years after he became king, he married the beautiful and intelligent daughter of the powerful Earl of Wessex, but they chose to have no children, and therefore no heirs. Some said that their choice to abstain from relations was because they wished to place their marriage on a higher spiritual level. Others felt that since Edward's father-in-law, the Earl, some years earlier had brutally tortured and murdered Edward's older brother in his ambition for his family to obtain the throne, Edward had no desire to produce heirs which could meet the same end. Edward did not use violence to reach his political ends. He was a holy man who regularly practiced his religion. He attended Mass daily and received the sacrament of confession frequently, even while on his many hunting trips, which is the reason for his being called Edward the Confessor. In his work, he maintained excellent relations with England's great council, which voiced the desires and needs of the people. This harmony became the standard against which all succeeding English rulers were measured. Through his skills, many wars were averted. He lowered taxes and regularly provided for the poor. One vow he could not keep was made before he became king. This was to visit the tomb of St. Peter in Rome. Since he could not leave his work, the Pope absolved him from this obligation on the condition that his own money, which he had set aside for the trip, be used instead to restore a monastery. Edward agreed and selected an abbey which was located in the west of London. Through the years, it has grown into what we know today as Westminster Abbey. Edward died in 1065. Through the grace of God, his body was found to be free from corruption. He was named to be a saint in heaven less than 100 years after his death. Today, he is the only identified saint buried in Westminster. Upon Edward's death in 1065, his cousin William, the Duke of Normandy, crossed the English Channel and invaded England. He defeated Harold, the son of the Earl of Wessex, at the Battle of Hastings, and assumed the crown and throne in 1066. This important event in English history is known as the Norman Invasion. In whatever state of life we find ourselves, we must always set for ourselves the goal of holiness. Edward was recognized as a saint first because of his personal holiness. Then he acted this out in his role as king. We have the same opportunity to use our state of life as the means by which we become holy.